F. Scott Fitzgerald has famously said, "There are no second acts in American lives." But commentator Frank DeFord disagrees. He says, take athletes, for example.
You see, the best athletes, yes, even American athletes, have fascinating second acts. Oh, the first and third acts are the easiest to write. When the curtain goes up, the athlete bursts onto the stage, the new star winning games and fans. And as his sports life winds down, act three, he either goes out in a blaze of glory, Pete Sampras winning the U.S. Open, Carl Lewis impossibly taking one more gold medal, or he's carried off on his shield, a noble war horse. Either way, a great drama. But the second act is the intriguing one. 'Twas then that Muhammad Ali refused to be drafted and went to purgatory. Michael Jordan, who could score but couldn't win, suddenly won again and again. Andre Agassi, the brilliant phenom who'd gone to seed, cut his hair and regained his game. All second acts. And they can come at different times in a sports character's career. Diana Taurasi may be just 22, but having accomplished everything in college, her second act has begun right now as a professional. Alex Rodriguez is almost 29, but his second act has only begun now as a Yankee. And Tiger Woods. His act two has so much more intrigue, so much more suspense, so much more just plain drama to it than his act one, when he was like some young Greek god throwing lightning bolts at his pleasure. But now it is a Greek chorus of experts chanting, he's lost it, his swing is off, his focus is diminished, he's actually mortal. And yes, indeed, he has gone 8 majors in a row without a victory. And yes, heaven forfend, there have even been occasions when Tiger has blown the lead. But come on, he never, never misses a cut. He's usually in the top 10. Nobody that consistent can be in the dire straits that his critics place him in. And for all the talk about how he's so inaccurate off the tee, how he must bring back his old coach, Butch Harmon, Tiger was statistically only marginally less unpredictable with his drives back in 2000 and 2001 when he was winning all 4 Grand Slam tournaments in a row. Besides, it's tougher to dominate as a golfer because, unlike most all other sports, tournament golf is not a game you play against your rivals. Tiger can't directly impose his will as, say, does Shaquille O'Neal or Michael Phelps or Randy Johnson. It's instructive that in the PGA Tour's one match play tournament where it is head-to-head, he's won 2 years running. But it is the chinks in the armor that have attracted the observers. To keep writing that he was invincible lost its charm. But as overpowering as he was in the first act, Tiger never was invincible. And as flawed as he is in the second act, he's surely not as diminished as the naysayers would gleefully have him. But fair enough. In well-made plays, doubt is what second acts are all about. That's what prepares us for third acts. Whatever Tiger does this week in the British Open, he will surely strut in victory soon enough again upon his green stage.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.